This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
This is Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency.
So, growing up, we're asking, who was that one woman who was seen as the pillar of the community? And what made them stand out? You know, what were they doing that made them the pillar of the community? Also, where are they? Where are they now? Because your message.
Capricorn FM is Miss Malika in the show. Really, where are they? Where is really Dora, that woman who used to take the show by the horns with football? Where are they? Where are they?
Yeah, I mean, Mam Ria has gone on to do amazing things. She now has the Real Edaba Foundation. They support community upliftment. Of course, you know sports somehow is involved. She's still involved in sports somehow. There is education outreach that they do. So, you know, you still have those kind of women that are doing absolutely amazing things. Hello, team. Good morning. About Tabaye, my grandmother was like that. Everyone was just coming and coming till my uncle started to have money and he became bitter. But Tubamba Muchava then stopped coming. Now, when he's old, he's complaining since my grandmother passed away. Kujo Atin at talk.
All right, we're still in Women's Month, and most conversations are happening around the ecosystem around a woman, from finances to their, you know, socialization. And there's a think piece by Rikam Hasbrook that Mpo was talking about. You know, it's about how we need to rethink the way we view women in a community development.
Absolutely. We're talking right now to the corporate social investment manager at Clovem Mama Africa. Rika Hasbrook is on the line with us. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, team. Nice to chat to you this morning.
We're equally excited. So, you know, we spend so much time talking about what poor communities need, but are we overlooking the women who are already providing many of those needs, you know, as solutions, simply because we don't recognize what they are doing as economic or developmental work?
Absolutely. And that is actually something that Clover Mama Africa has been involved in since 2001, where we identify these women in our communities that are already doing the good work, but for them to have the kind of incentives, they need to create an income. But yet, as I said in my article, they're not recognized as economic contributors.
What would happen if the woman already providing food, safety, childcare, mentorship and emotional support, if they were formally recognized and maybe trained as community development leaders? And what other interventions would take the work that they're doing to the next level?
Well, first of all, I think the most important thing is to recognize them. So recognition comes with identifying them, of course. And then secondly is to listen to what it is that their community needs. You know, a lot of companies and people look at these communities and arrive at preconceived ideas as to what they think the solutions are or what it is that their communities need. So to unlock that, I think we really need to stop and listen first to identify those needs that they have. And then build on what they're already doing. So if in our case, a Clover Mama Africa Mama is already, you know, if she already has basic skills, then you unlock that if that is a passion and if that is a need that can be unlocked in the community. We have a mama in Hazyview that has started looking after 5 children that she discovered on a dump site scratching for food. She started with 5. She now looks after 95 orphan children. But it doesn't stop there. After training through the Clover Mama Africa program, that enabled her to continue and actually train, well, after this year to date, I should say, 71 young people in the community to take that skill further. That is the true ripple effect. That is the true impact of when we really look at what's necessary in the community.
Yeah. You know, the women that actually do, who maybe work in development centers, you find that the kind of work that they're doing is classified as community work, right?
Yeah.
But many of them, you find that they're using their own money to fund these initiatives and the community and all of that. Why is this problematic?
Well, I think it's easy to donate. It's easy to donate, but as we all know, we all through our lives have a mentor guiding us, and I think that's what makes our program so unique as well, is that we build a long-term relationship with these leaders, because that's who they are. They are already leaders in the community. They just happen to care as well. They're already entrepreneurs in a certain sense. And to support them, you need to look at what it is that makes them strong and then underbuild or build on that. I don't know if that answered your question.
Yeah. No, it does. But here's what I'm also interested in. I'm also interested in figuring out what the solution is.
The solution is just not to just donate. Support them. Build a long-term program around them. If you're giving them the skill, support that with equipment. Support them with infrastructure. And even a go-to-market program where they can actually unlock the economic... what is the word I'm looking for? The economic opportunity that can enable them to take that skill and really go to market with it. That is what works for us in the first, and I think that is a success story where we've incorporated, as I said, the skills, the equipment, the mentoring, the infrastructure, and programs around that to really uplift them.
Not beautiful, and we hope to really continue seeing more women rise up and do amazing for their communities. Thank you for helping us have this conversation and just see the value that these women bring in communities. We appreciate your time this morning. That's Corporate Social Investment Manager at Clover Mama Africa, Rika Hasbrook.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.